This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It is hour number two. Just a few sprinkles out here at the State Fair. We got to have a little rain once or twice. Chad Hartman with you. Hope you had a chance to listen to the first hour. Don Shelby joined us for the entire hour, and Don was just fantastic. Bottom of the hour, our friend and former producer of the show, Lindsey Gensel, is going to stop by. Lindsey's always great. Lindsey's had a health battle the last year plus, which has been an extraordinary challenge for Lindsey. So we're going to talk to our friend Lindsey, 135. Then Dara. It wouldn't be fair if we didn't start the festivities on day one with Dara, checking out all the new food. And a bonus this year, the great Louie Nanny is going to join us. So we're going to talk food with Dara and Lou Nanny. But the man to my left is here. He is the 3rd District Congressman for the state of Minnesota. How about a round of applause for Dean Phillips, who is here?
Hey, thanks, everybody.
He's taking pictures over there. He's getting it all done.
I think most are my friends and family that just clapped,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. there was one bill collector, which I thought was
I'll get right back to you.
That was a bit problematic. Okay. Tim Walz is the story. Tim Walz gives the speech of his lifetime last night. Let me start with this. Just how fast this has happened. Just how fast, and we'll get to Joe Biden, and again, you had it. You were right. I applaud you. I give you great respect. You know that. You told the truth when so many other people were telling the truth behind the scenes but wouldn't do it. But this happened at an extraordinary rate, and if you would have said to me, well, Joe Biden's going to step down from the race, I would have said, good, he needs to. You can applaud him for his service. But then if you had told me, the vice presidential nominee is Tim Walz, I would have said, get out of here. Get out of here. It's not going to happen. Just with the alacrity of this and how he has morphed into this role, what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, it's just historically almost bizarre. But I don't know if I should say thank you or what did you get me into. But as I hope listeners know, that this whole journey for me started in July of 22. Chad had me on his show and asked me a question for which I was totally ill-prepared because it was so early, and just said, do you think the president should run again? And I said, no. And immediately my phone lit up with staff members saying, oh, my gosh, what did you just do? You're out of your minds. Oh, my goodness, you are done. And they were right.
You're welcome.
And they were right. But I got to tell you, so first of all, thank you. Yeah. If you told me on that day that this journey would go the way it did, but most of all, that it would end with the very success to which I aspired that day, which is energy and excitement and a handing of the torch to the new generation, I would have said, you're out of your mind. And to your point about Governor Walz, my friend and our governor, if you told me a month ago that he'd even be in the running, I would have said, you're out of your mind. And having been in Chicago, Chad, the last 3 days, to kind of feel that energy, it's really cool, no matter your politics. And I know there's differing opinions on the governor, but to have a Minnesotan on that stage, to see that speech last night, to see his son, Gus.
Yes.
You know, that moment that America needs so much, where politics maybe melt aside and people see humanity, and a young boy celebrating his father so emotionally. You know, those of us who are fathers can certainly relate to it, parents, everybody. And I just hope that moment says something about him and his family and our state and our country. And it was beautiful. And I'm just thrilled that the change was made. And, you know, now we will see what happens in November. But that was my mission. It cost me my job. But you know what? So be it.
All right. There's a lot to react to. Can I just stay with Gus for a second? Because this rises above politics. When you see the sweetness and the love of a wife, a son, and a daughter, and I don't care in this case if it would have been Barron Trump or it would have been Chelsea Clinton, Sasha Malia, to see that love that we see hopefully in our own lives or friends' lives, and for Gus to react that way, to stand up, that's my dad, it was such a heartwarming moment where the overwhelming majority of America has rallied behind it. I don't want to overemphasize this, but I want to say it. If you're out there somehow criticizing Gus Walz, and going after a young man like that who has – the Walls have been honest about some of the challenges, some of the nonverbal learning issues that Gus faces, some anxiety issues. And if this is your way to make a mark in the social media world by criticizing Gus Walls, I can't help you. You need to look in your soul and look in the mirror and just take a step back and say, I'm allowed to disagree vehemently with Tim Walls politically if you want. But to go after his son or anybody else's child is callous, cruel, and unbecoming of just decency.
And pathetic.
Yeah,
and
that's it.
I love my Democratic colleagues. I love Democrats. I love my Republican colleagues, one of whom I'm going to be taking around the fair this afternoon from Congress. And I love Minnesotans who are Republican and Americans who are. But politics don't matter. Your principles do. And if we can't share that principle of decency, you know, attack us all you want. We know what we're getting into. But our kids off limits. But particularly last night was such a moment for Americans to actually celebrate, you know, a moment. And I think most are. And I got to tell you, on Twitter at least, to see the number of some arch conservatives who are punishing Ann Coulter for that despicable
crushing
tweet of hers. You know what? That actually gives me hope. And I know right next
door
to us, there are Republicans who want to see a return to the conservative principles that created the party of Lincoln and Roosevelt and the like. But my goodness, let's stop rewarding these people who are just bomb throwers on the far right, the far left. I mean, if we, our state of Minnesota, can't get people back on the right page and decency and respect and common sense, nobody can. And that's why I just love this place, because it is where Democrats and Republicans and libertarians and independents, you know, we come and we're all here together, no matter how you pray or you think or you eat or you live or what you think. My goodness, we got to get back to it. And we need political rewards to encourage that kind of behavior. We're incentivizing cowardice and disrespect. And that is on us. We got to vote, got to get in primaries, and got to recruit good candidates on both sides.
100%. That is on both sides of the aisle. That's beautifully stated. So let's talk about it. And you're right. Some of it did start when I asked you the question. But then 99.999% is what you did. And you jumped in. And as you've said many times, you reached out to a number of prominent Democrats who had greater recognition than you, had financial access to donors more than you. And they all turned you down. They turned you down when they were legitimate questions about the president and the American public's ability to rally behind him and believe he could do the job for the next 4 years. You then step in, and to be honest, I thought there were a lot of cheap shots at you. There was a lot of belittling. There was a lot of mocking, as opposed to saying, this is what democracy is all about. Even against, let's be honest, Donald Trump is running as an incumbent. So in some ways, it was incumbent versus incumbent, but you're allowed to challenge. Nikki Haley and others challenged Donald Trump. And you did that and raised awareness, and a lot of them stuck their head in the sand and acted like everything was okay with the president. And now that he stepped aside, it's freshness, it's energy, when they all should have been saying that before. So when you were in Chicago, and I don't think you're going to name names, but how many people came up to you and said, Dean, you were right the whole damn time?
Chad, well, you know, my mission in Chicago wasn't to derive that satisfaction, but I have to tell you, it came at me in spades. And from some of my most virulent opponents, kind of part of the DNC machine, would come up to me with regularity and just say, you know what, we were wrong, and thank you. And it was across the board. It was heartwarming, and it was high fives and hugs and handshakes, and a nice reminder that despite some of the arrows that were fired at me, that there was still some place for dissent. And at the end of the day, my aspiration was fulfilled, which is just to turn the page and create energy. And it happened. And I think people sensed it. I'm sure there are some that are still disappointed. So be it. I'd do it 1,000 times again. But I'm thrilled that so many who were somewhat unkind have offered me a rapprochement, if you will, and recognized that the mission was not about me. I was trying to be Paul Revere, not George Washington.
Let's pause right here. Dean Phillips is with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know we got a little bit of rain, so I really appreciate the crowd sticking around. We're going to keep Dean for another segment. I don't know if Dean has air conditioning for us. Just a hunch. I think he does. Just a guess. I'm guessing most people out here have air conditioning furnace. You can always reach out to K&S Heating and Air. They're the fine company I talk about. KSHeating.com on the what I like to call the internet. I know our friend Ettinger. I don't even know if he's heard of the internet yet. You know, he's kind of a Luddite.
You know, Jay here. He uses a fan with a wet towel.
Yeah.
So you should use. Should go to K&S. Oh, I don't know. I'm still a member of Congress. I can't promote.
No, hold on, hold on.
Sorry. I did not say that.
We're about to get him kicked out of Congress here. K&S Heating there, Plumbing and Electric. They have such a great deal right now. For $7,795, you get a high efficient Lennox furnace and air conditioner, and also certain qualified buyers, 0% interest for 12 months. They've been in business for 36 years. I've been a customer for 10 years. Track them down today, ksheating.com. All right, we're back here with Dean Phillips. He's 22 past one. He's talking to a lot of people, and I keep saying, he's a lame duck. Just, you know, just leave him alone. Okay, I got a lot for you.
Okay.
Have you thought about 1 year from today, you're going to be still out here. I'm bringing you out here.
Okay.
What do you think you're going to be doing? Have you thought about?
I know.
What?
I'm going to.
What am I going to do?
I'm going to be handing out cookies at Sweet Martha's, I think, in my next career because I got to tell you,
you could be Jay's assistant.
Or I could be Jay's assistant. I could be your. Be your assistant. I could fix your air conditioner with K&S. You know, Chad, I'm going to take a little time. You know, what I realized is, despite how hard I tried in Congress to expose some of the corruption and the money in politics and the perverse incentives, that it's really hard to do so inside. And I'm inspired to try to do some of that work now outside. Encourage people to vote. 1 in 10 Americans in primaries is not enough. To expose how money in politics works, to explain why Trumpism took such root in so much of America because people are so angry, to start listening to people, to start rewarding and encouraging young people who want to pursue careers in teaching and law enforcement and public service, these kinds of things. So I think I'm going to do something in that area and try to improve the system. I'm disappointed in this duopoly. You know this.
Oh, yeah.
It's
two of us.
I think it's kind of suppressing the very essence of democracy that our founders had intended. And competition makes everything better.
Exactly.
In politics, in our personal lives, in our professional lives. And that's what I'm going to be doing. I don't know what the plan is, but I'll look into it.
Is there any scenario where you would go back to politics? I know during the heart of it you said no, but sometimes all of us, in retrospect, we get a little bit of time. You know, how old are you?
I'm 55.
55.
Yeah. Wait, which in politics is like a spring chicken.
I was just saying, you're a child.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Could you see yourself maybe in a couple of years potentially?
Absolutely. You know, I don't see much opportunity unless the parties start migrating more back to where the exhausted majority is, center right and center left, which is my heart. But I never say never. I have loved. This has been the most extraordinary, gratifying, joyful part of my career, despite how difficult it was. And gosh knows, there was a lot of pain. So, yes, the answer is I'd love to. I really derive great joy in helping people, listening to people, trying to do better. And even inside of Congress, Chad, just building bridges with my colleagues. I mentioned moments ago that one of my Republican buddies is coming here this afternoon. We're going to be walking the fair. I don't want to. I feel bad. Oh. I think. Yeah. So I don't want
Donald Trump is going to be at the fair.
No, that I can't.
Wow.
I just don't want to. Yeah. I don't think it would be cool to out him just because, sadly.
Yeah.
Not
he could take heat because of it.
He could. Yeah. Last time I was here with Dusty Johnson.
Yeah. You had Dusty on the show.
We had ABC follow us. They did a great story. What happens in his Republican primary in South Dakota? They show pictures of Dusty Johnson and me walking the Minnesota State Fair saying, see, he's not a real Republican because he's walking the fair with a Democrat. That kind of stuff makes me sick, and we have to change it.
I was talking yesterday, and I was giving great respect to Mitt Romney, and I received 4 or 5 texts. He's not a real Republican. And I'm like, and again, my guy Carter probably said it first, Donald Trump's really a rhino. Donald Trump saw a great opportunity. To his credit, he morphed into this individual where a lot of people who are frustrated in life saw him as a vehicle and rallied around him, to his credit. But in the purest form of the Republican principles, Donald Trump is really not that type of person.
No.
So, okay, he still might win this election.
Sure.
It's very, very possible. We know he won't accept the election results. That's a given. He could lose every single state. Mm-hmm. He could lose 100% to zero. He will not accept the results.
True.
Does Trumpism end when Donald Trump leaves politics, or does it continue?
Well, that's a question on a lot of our minds. And I think I've told you this before. I'll use this as a just anecdotal story. But when I was in New Hampshire campaigning for, you know, the presidency in the primary, I had a rally, and then, you know, I probably had a couple hundred people, which for me was a big one.
Yeah.
And I look across the street, and there are probably thousands of people in line in the cold, waiting to get into an arena up in Rochester, New Hampshire. And it turns out it's a Donald Trump rally. So the media was with me and my staff. I said, I want to walk over and just visit with people. And I got to tell you, Chad, it was really an epiphany. Kindness and handshakes and friendly interactions. Many people said that they had been Democrats. Many people came from around the country going to their first Trump rally. And it was really important for me to experience that because I realized most of these people just want to be heard. They want to know that someone seems to understand why they're frustrated. You know, whether it's corruption, whether it's, you know, a lack of attention to rural America, whether it's the microeconomy when 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So the point that you ask if it's going to continue, if we don't have leaders like Vice President Harris and maybe future Vice President Walz and others in the Republican Party that are willing to really listen to people, I don't think that will last. You know, my hope, and to your point, is, you know, Donald Trump is not a traditional conservative. This is not about conservatism. This is a movement, in my estimation, made up of people who really were frustrated, and for good reason. And that's why I've encouraged my party also to start opening their hearts and minds to people who have something to say, who deserve to be heard, who may not live in New York City or Los Angeles or San Francisco. So there you have it. I hope that the future of the Republican Party is led by some of my dear friends on the Republican side of the aisle in Congress who are principled conservatives, believe in fiscal responsibility, personal responsibility, strong national defense, and also compassionate conservatism. I'm optimistic because I know some of these people are there, and I just hope they have the chance before it's too late.
Congressman Dean Phillips is here. Chad Hartman here with his CCO at the fair. It's 28 past 1. Okay, if I look, for me, I'm a center-left social person. I'm a center-right fiscal person. I'm probably with about 45% of the population in that area. Okay? So I look at Kamala Harris when she ran in 2019 and 2020, and she ran as a very progressive individual. I look at Tim Walz from the second term on, and he has been a very progressive governor. I'm not going to spend 1 second considering voting for Donald Trump. Those two right now are politically well left to me. So why should I consider Harris and Walz if they are that far to the left of me?
So, well, first is what you just referred to, which is, as Joe Biden used to say, don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative. That's one. But I also have to say that while Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are clearly more left than many would perhaps like, the fact is that I think their heads and hearts are actually much more pragmatic. The sad truth in politics is you have to adopt where the party is moving if you want to continue to serve in the public sphere. This is where I had to make a decision. I could have stayed in line and been quiet.
Well, for sure.
And I was a member of House leadership. I could have climbed that ladder.
You could have stayed.
I wasn't going to do it.
20 more years.
And that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
So with all that said, here's the reality. In the last election, Kamala Harris had to pivot left, because she was a prosecutor after George Floyd was murdered and the riots and the national sentiment. She recognized that she had to move away from her record, which was actually a prosecutorial record.
As an attorney general, there were many liberals who were very mad at her. That's what drew me to her then.
Exactly. So I make that case. Tim Walz, you know, when he was a member of Congress representing
Correct.
A red district in Minnesota, a champion of veterans affairs and, you know, National Guardsman, a teacher, you know, pretty pragmatic and pretty centrist.
Right.
Minnesota and the DFL party has moved left. So my belief is this. These are pragmatic representatives, both Vice President Harris and Tim Walz. And I think now that they're on the national stage trying to win battleground states, I hope that they issue a platform that is socially progressive and reasonable, but also fiscally responsible. And if they do so, I think it's going to be outstanding. But to anybody listening right now, You know, we've got two pretty distinct choices, and we know what they are. And the sad truth is the Republican Party that I remember that really practiced fiscal conservatism and fiscal responsibility. You know, Donald Trump added more to the federal debt than Joe Biden has. It's
a lot
the
of
truth.
It, a lot of it COVID-related.
A lot of
though,
it COVID-related,
right?
But didn't matter. And by the way, that has been over. If you look at Republican and Democratic administrations, they are equally adding to the federal debt and not prioritizing fiscal responsibility, which then moves us to social conservatism, which, you know, the truth is most of Americans want freedoms, reproductive freedoms, freedom to live the way you want without the government coming in your bedroom or your home or your bathroom. So I think there's an opportunity here if this ticket expresses themselves in the way that I know they have in their hearts. I just hope that that occurs.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Round of applause for Congressman Dean Phillips.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.